For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
The 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. This is where we dive deep into one component about your home, castle, or cabin. Today we'll be talking about your plumbing system, the supply, and the drain. There's a lot more to it than we think about day in and day out. And the point of this hour is to help you understand how it all works. So when something happens, you know what to do and how to troubleshoot it and perhaps maybe even take care of it yourself. The first half hour will be the supply side. The second half will be the drain side. And we've got a lot of question and answers on problems that happen on both of those. We've pulled off of our website that we'll be walking through. We've got Thunderbird Plumbing out of Waddell and Brutinel Plumbing out of Casa Grande to thank for helping us with the content. A lot of times we'll invite those contractors in to join us on the Saturday, but this one I thought, you know, with Rosie coming back, a guest, you've got to be very hospitable to them and give them lots of airtime. The guests are always very hospitable to Rosie, and I thought, well, they're going to be too intimidated to ever to try and talk back or over them. And we just leave this a kind of an informal and open line hour as well. Welcome back, Dad, to the broadcast. You've had quite a journey, and the prayers have made the difference. So we'd like to thank everyone who has been praying and sending cards in, and welcome back.
Well, thank you. And thanks a million for all the cards and prayers. So it's incredible how many people we heard from. And it's very humbling. So
this morning is very distracting. I'm trying to do my job. But between all the texts and the phone calls and the emails of people saying, Rosie,
It's been fun to watch.
It's fun, but so anyway.
Yeah, I thought it'd probably be a little too crazy to bring in a guest to give them the proper airtime.
Kind of like coming to somebody else's family reunion, you know?
Right.
Well, I don't want to ever have this much fun again.
You know, my biggest takeaway from all this is that just everyone, you know, you go to the doctor, your diet and exercise. How come the food at the hospitals are horrible? You would think that would be the most nutritional, best, freshest food ever. It's like, you know, this was shrink-wrapped 2 months ago.
Well,
you're finally the sucker desperate enough to buy it at the cafeteria.
You know how you can start appreciating hospital food? Be put on a puree diet for 3 weeks. And in the first time they give you anything to chew on, you're just praising the good Lord. Oh, man. I'm not sucking dinner down through a straw.
Here's another use for garbage disposals.
All right, well, we also have an event going on today in Tucson. It's the 10th anniversary of the Bell Home Extreme Makeover. Our promotion team with our Sanderson Ford Transit is on site. You can call and see if you can get in for a tour between now and noon. And we've got Susan Krieger joining us on the phone to tell us a little bit more about the event today. Then we'll dive right into plumbing. And if you've got a plumbing question, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Tell us about today's activity, Susan.
Yes, I am over at the Bell House up on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft in Tucson, and we are celebrating Team Lizzie Bell's 10th anniversary of the ABC Extreme Home Makeover that they had back in 2009. There are house tours running from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock today. And if people want to tour the home for free, there's food here too. You can call us at 520-237-9190 or call into the show to get the address. Team Lizzie Bell has been established to save lives through bone marrow registrations and blood donation awareness. So in connection with the home tour, we're also holding blood drives. You can donate blood today. The two Red Crosses, the one at Broadway and Kolb and up at Foothills Mall, all of that information is on our website. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood. So if people can't donate today and are eligible to donate, we highly, highly encourage people to make an appointment and make a donation as soon as they can.
Such a wonderful story, Susan. I watched the ABC's Extreme Makeover on YouTube last night, that edition where they presented the home and just the whole story of the home. And just, I think part of the reason Lizzie was chosen was because of her heart for other people, even when she was going through something so hard.
Yeah, and there are actually people have already started to arrive to tour the home. It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful day to come out, learn more about the Lizzie Bell Foundation. And this home is still in fabulous working condition. It's really something to see.
And when you say something to see, Jennifer's been so impressed with this. In March, we're talking Universal Design all month long with our general contractors and architects and design specialists. And you're like, we've got to get this designer.
Well, I got to speak with him on the phone. It's John Wesley Miller of John Wesley Miller Companies in Tucson. He's almost an Arizona guy. He's been here a very long time, has just a heart for sustainability, loves solar energy, and was the builder on this home and put in all kinds of features, which you can go see. But we're going to have him on, like you said, in March so we can visit with him more. He's just humble, kind, extremely knowledgeable guy, and I feel like I have a new friend. I'm looking forward to having him on.
Wonderful. Well, that's coming up in March, and that event, but the event to tour the home is going on today between now and noon. If you're I would say leave yourself at least a half hour drive time. So if you're within about an hour drive of Craycroft and River, correct, Susan?
Yes, that is correct.
So if you're about an hour drive, you still have time today. That exact address is not being published over the radio broadcast, but you can call in or email susan.s@rosieonthehouse.com for that address, and you'll get a little tour of the home.
Or give me a call here at the station, 1-888-767-4348. I'll get you the in.
Sounds good. All right. Our topic today is the plumbing systems of our home. There is the supply side, the water, and a couple we've talked about it in a couple different ways. Recently, we did a video with Stampede Plumbing about protecting it against freezing the outside of your home where the water first enters into the home. We've talked about replacing all the water supply lines for your fixtures where the plumbing comes out of the wall and it goes to a hose connection for both hot and cold to the kitchen sink, and making sure we've got those hose extensions are usually the leading cause of water leaks in the home, making sure that those are as good of quality supply line as we can make them. You want to make sure that they're the metal ones, the metal washers, the metal nuts, the metal braid over the hose on both sides will help extend the life of those. It doesn't make we had one of our team members experience this in a home they had recently moved into just within the last 6 months. The people that were in the home previously had installed one of these hose lines with the metal braid, but used a plastic nut, and the plastic nut broke. Like, you just spent all the extra money, not all the, they're not, it's not even that big of a difference, but you're going to get the metal on the coating, but not the metal nut connection.
Yeah, the braided stainless steel supply, but make sure the nuts on each end are brass, not plastic, because that plastic nut is the number one culprit of flooding the house. So braided stainless with plastic nuts is worthless.
It is. And most of us are getting our water from a municipality or a water provider. That could be coming from, you know, a lot of it's the CAP. Well, then the cities then treat it and deliver it to your home. Now, they don't, it's like electricity. These companies don't know how much they need to supply at any given moment. And it can fluctuate. Sometimes you can have good water pressure. Sometimes you can have bad water pressure. And what we want to make sure we're doing is that when the water comes in from the street, wherever your meter is, whether it's in the back alley or at the front street, from that meter, past the meter to your home, that is, that entire water line is your responsibility. When it comes out of the ground and comes into the front of the homes, we want to make sure that there's a pressure regulator right there to protect us against those high surges in water pressure. Maybe they might be anticipating, you know, 7 golf courses turning on their watering system at one time. They might be anticipating the work of the water load of everyone getting home and turning on their showers. And that increase in pressure there are warranties on a lot of water-using appliances that void it if the water pressure's over a certain PSI. And we want to make sure that we're maintaining the maximum amount of pressure coming into our home with a pressure regulator. Not overly expensive. It's kind of like a surge protector for the home. It's going to cost you a couple $100, but it's a one-time investment. It's going to last you the lifetime of your plumbing system. And I think it's generally around 60. I think some of them even go as low as 55 on certain water-using appliances. But homeowners like to see that a little bit higher for the water use in their showers.
Yeah, that's generally what dictates where the regulator gets set is the shower pressure. But set it as low as you stay comfortable. And 50 really is about ideal.
And generally from the layout, then from where the water enters your home, if it's underground plumbing, all the water lines are run underneath the slab, it's generally the shortest distance. They don't trench following anything other than we're going straight this way to the laundry room and kitchen over here. We're going straight this way to the bathrooms and maybe the laundry room on this side. And then from there, they start to then pivot off and break off and tee off to all the different water-using fixtures. And a lot of the older homes, you'll see bathrooms that back up to each other. Well, usually the plumbing comes up in that wall so they can tee it off that way, and it reduces the amount of angles that they have to make, because every single angle in a copper line that you have to do a 90 or a 45 or a couple 45s to get around, all those little joints slow down the water flow pressure. And the last thing we want is to get the water to the back of the home at the master bath and have the worst possible pressure anywhere in the home. We'll talk about things that happen to the air hammers, calcium buildup, and protecting the life of your water supply line here at Rosie on the House right after this, along with taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. We've got a couple lined up that we'll get to as well.